Good morning.
Good morning.
Tyler. Good morning, team.
Good morning. Good morning.
Are you ready for the premiere of The Have and the Have Nots tonight and tomorrow night? Love Thy Neighbor. Two new shows on the OWN Network. Oprah.
Yeah.
You hooked up with Tyler.
I did.
On screen.
Well, I tell you, it's fantastic because, you know, it normally doesn't happen when two independent, forces get together and combine their energies to do something really, really good.
Well,
I'm kind of excited about it. Actually, Tyler, I woke up this morning and I was thinking, oh, my God, it's today!
It's today.
Well, here's
the question.
Here's the question. You are two independent producers, independent people. So who's the control freak in this relationship?
Actually, I have let go. Everybody thinks I'm a control freak, and I have that is a bad rap for me because I am really not. I really try to align myself, you know, through all of my work over these years. I have a reputation of being a control freak, but I'm not. I try to get good people and let them do what they do. And Tyler, you can attest to that, can you not?
100%. I can absolutely.
Wow, that sounds like
that.
A controlling question, right? I'm just an independent poor person here. But I'm gonna say this, all right, Tyler?
But no, yes, I can attest to that very much. I can attest to it.
Yeah, that's right, Oprah. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. But no, seriously,
Oprah told me to say that.
And seriously, she is the person that lets go, and she completely let go and let me do what I do. And the other part of it is this. I know how to lead, but I also know when to follow. And it is the Oprah Winfrey Network, and it's really great to be able to do a show like The Have and Have Nots and Love Thy Neighbor, who's with Palmer Williams and Patrice Lovely Floyd and Hattie from my plays. It comes on Wednesday night. And on Tuesday night, tonight is the big night of Have and Have Nots. And to be able to just tell these kinds of stories and let go and then have the support of OWN and Oprah behind me, it's really, really awesome. I can't wait for people to see it tonight.
The Have and the Have Nots, that's a comedy or a drama?
Have and Have Nots is a drama. We got 2 hours of it tonight. 2 hours back-to-back tonight to really get people in, and this thing is going to hook you like you would not believe. I love it, man. I'm so excited. And I just want to say this, and I'm going to let Oprah talk because I'm not trying to control everything. But I just want to say to all of my people out there listening, y'all know y'all been with me from the very beginning. I need you to watch tonight. I promise you, this show will not let you down. It is what I do. It is what you have done for me, and all we got to do tonight is watch OWN, check out the Have and Have Nots, and tomorrow, watch Love Thy Neighbor. It's going to be incredible.
Oprah, he has an amazing following.
I know he does. Yeah. I know. Don't say nothing about Tyler Perry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. I know that. And I am so proud to have that following join our network and give us the support. And, you know, I've watched every one of the episodes of The Have and Have Nots, and I'm normally not a television watcher, but as Tyler was producing them and, you know, getting them ready for air, he would send them to me, and I got myself hooked to the point of, like, I'm like, I'm on episode 6. Where is number 7?
Oh, wow.
So can you paint a picture for us how this, you all, I mean, because you all obviously are friends and you've worked together before, but how did you come together and decide, or who brought the subject to the other in terms of working together?
Well, you know, I guess it was Tyler who brought it up to me because he, at the time, was thinking about doing his own network. And when I was going through, you know, when every single media outlet in the country was labeling, OWN as struggling, and I was, you know, digging myself out of a hole after just finishing the Oprah show, Tyler said, "Let me help you. You know, I could write you." He goes, "You know, I could write you something." And I go, "Okay, what are you going to write me?" Because you were getting ready to do your own network. And I was 1,000% supportive of him launching his own network. And then I said, well, let me just tell you, it's more than the notion, you know, starting a whole network. And he said, well, let me, while he was thinking about doing his own network, he said, let me write something for you. That's how it started.
So, all right, you have a lot of shows on the OWN network that have black cast.
Uh-huh.
Is this by design or this? It just happened that way.
You know, I would have to say that the African-American audience is the audience that found us first. And have a lot of shows that are, you know, diversified. I mean, we're starting with the Golden Girls, I think, this week, as a matter of fact. And, you
Golden
know, they're
sister.
Fun.
Sisters,
and they're,
yeah.
you know, that show started on, that show started because they did a web piece that went viral and they were looking at the Kardashian video and so forth. So, I mean, I've always been the Golden Sisters, and I've always been the producer who is looking to speak to all people. But, you know, gratefully, the African-American audience found us first, and so we started building around that audience.
With Sweetie Pies?
Yeah, Sweetie Pies was our first hit. And, you know, in the beginning, everybody told me that even members of my team thought that Iyanla would not work. But I knew the moment that Iyanla and I reconciled on the air, that final year of the Oprah show, mm-hmm. I knew that that was a God thing. Mm-hmm. And as I was sitting there with her on the air on the Oprah show, I knew that that moment was going to allow us to work together in the future. So I believe from the beginning that that show would work. That's actually one of my favorite shows on.
And will there be other scripted series? Because a lot of
we're just starting. You know, when Tyler first proposed this idea to me, I said, Tyler, we don't have no money. We cannot afford you.
Uh-huh.
But we dug some up somewhere to afford Mr. Perry.
How many episodes did you do, Tyler?
I did 16 episodes of The Have and Have Nots and 26.
Wrote them all in a weekend.
That did not. And 26 of Love Thy Neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He went to the island and just, he did. I'm not joking. He did go to the island and said, I'm going to go to the island and I'm going to write. Somehow the water does something to your brain, right, Tyler?
It does.
So now we saw Madea and Sophia get together. Will we see any of that on?
Well, that was Tyler's idea, too. Tyler called me one morning. I mean, he's just, you know, he has a plethora of ideas. He called me one morning and said, hey, I got this idea for when Madea meets Sophia. Because, you know, in the beginning, and still some people, you know, say, where is it? Where is it? Can't find OWN. And so Tyler said, I have this idea to help people find OWN.
I love that commercial.
You know, Madea's going down the road, and she meets Sophia, and Sophia, you know. So that was his idea also. I thought that. And I said to him just the other day, I think that there should be more of Madea-Sophia moments.
Absolutely.
Get to work, Tyler.
Go back to the island, work on that, will
you? Go work on that.
So, Tyler, Love Thy Neighbor. And you have a new character called Mama Hattie?
Yeah, she's been on the road with me for a while, man.
Yes, she has.
And she's hysterical. Anybody who saw Madea Christmas or the last play that I was on the road with, I can't think of the name of it right now. but she's Grandma Hattie. She's off the chain. She is Madea times 10. So I know people are going to love her, man. She's hysterical.
Yeah, I loved her. I saw that play, too. I can't think of the name of it.
But... Right. It was a Madea song. I think it was Madea's... No, I don't know. Okay. It wasn't a big happy family. It was Madea gets a job. That's the one. Hey!
So...
Well,
I know,
so much.
I know Spike Lee's going to be mad again.
Well, you go ahead with all that, man. Go on with all that.
No, I just did a show. I did an interview with Tyler, and he actually was complimenting Spike Lee in the middle of it because I was like, do I bring it up or don't I bring it
He's
up?
He's always complimenting Spike, and then Spike comes back.
And then I have to tell him to go to hell. But other than that, you know, I'm always. I mean, come on, I'm a fan of Spikes. I really am.
But I love what you said, Tyler. I mean, and it's true. They're all kinds. You know, they're different stories, and depending upon what your background is, you tell the story from your point of view. I remember, as I reminded Tyler the other day, you all may remember this too, Tom. When I did The Color Purple,
yeah.
We were picketed for The Color Purple.
Yeah.
We were black people standing out there picketing The Color Purple, and now. It's really a classic.
And now you've given J. Anthony Brown a lot of material because he can read verbatim from his head all the lines from Color
Everybody
Purple.
Can.
Everybody,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. That's what you know, classic means, that it becomes a part of the, you know, the zeitgeist for all of us. So I think that's great.
Well, congratulations to both of you. The OWN Network, check your listings to find out where you can find OWN or go to oprah.com.
Where is it?
Wait. 279 on DirecTV.
279 on DirecTV, yeah.
And it starts tonight with the haves and the have-nots. That's tonight at 9, 8 Central.
Thank you. I'm having a party in my room, Tyler. Are you coming over?
Oh, hey, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And do we follow you on Twitter? Because you're going to be on talking about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love a tweet fest.
Yeah, she's going to tweet. She's going to make me tweet tonight about it. So I'll be tweeting, too. But
I said, Tyler, we get to tweet every week. He goes, I don't know about all that.
It just don't sound right, a 6'5" black man tweeting. It just doesn't sound right. Something's wrong with that. but it's all good.
Congratulations.
Break a leg, you guys.
We'll be watching tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.